to different realms of human experience and public policy. For it is the case in this nation that the great challenges of our day, whether they be energy and the environment, economic development, social equality, health, information and technology, or education, call upon lawyers to analyze, to explain, and advocate. In this nation, we look to lawyers to explain critical and complex issues of fact, as our alumnus Fred Bartlett from the class of 1960 did in his role as chief counsel to the National Oil Spill Commission, applying not only his legal knowledge, but his knowledge of petroleum engineering and materials science. In this country, we look to lawyers, whether at the Food and Drug Administration or in private corporations, to craft the optimal regulatory regime for genetically modified foods, not only applying their legal knowledge, but their knowledge of agronomy and environmental science. And in this society, we look to lawyers, courageous, pioneering lawyers, such as Thurgood Marshall and Charles Hamilton Houston, to advocate for equality, not only using their legal acumen, but using their understanding of social psychology and educational theory. This is our vision, and this is our mission, to apply the insights of law and other allied disciplines to engineer a better, safer, and more just society.
Bruce, could you tell us a little bit about the diversification of the inbound students that you mentioned?
Well, the College of Law has an approach that is very holistic in terms of review of students. We take very seriously diversity of background, diversity of work experience, diversity of personal circumstances. And we find that in some ways our current student organizations are our most effective ambassadors to reaching out to those highly talented students and bringing them to the college. But there is, of course, a very strong linkage between affordability and our ability to diversify that student body. And for us, it really is an all hands on deck effort. Not only our faculty, not only our administrators, not only our students, but increasingly our alumni who provide the financial support and the advocacy to encourage those great students to come. Now, it is certainly the case when we look at law faculties as well that traditionally they have not been diverse in their outlooks, their experience, or their backgrounds. And Illinois over the last decade or so has taken a very concerted effort to diversifying the faculty who can model that range of experience for our students. And I think the two work together, at least at the College of Law.
Could I say
Pam,
something?
Please.
I'm one of the three graduates of the law school Bruce referred to, and my husband and I met in law school here, and I just can't miss an opportunity to say what a superlative job Bruce is doing as dean of the law school. And he embodies the things we were talking about this morning. There's this very concerted and genuine commitment to diversity at the faculty level as well as in the student body. He took an extremely challenging situation a couple of years ago and turned it into an opportunity to become this model for transparency in the admission process. And I think speaking as a trustee and a graduate, we owe you tremendous compliments and thank you for the job you're doing.
Well, I appreciate that, Trustee Strobel. And you know, much of what we do is a collaboration with our alumni, our faculty, and our staff. So I appreciate your warm thoughts, but it's a team effort, of course.
And for the record, I embrace those remarks.
I appreciate that, Trustee Montgomery. I certainly appreciate your service to the university and to the College of Law as well. Thank you.
So Trustee Strobel and Bruce, this is by no means a criticism, but how do we let Ken Thomas get away from the law school?
I should be asking Ken.
Ask Ken.
I got in. I was accepted to the law.
I know, but how we let you get away?
I didn't get into the, that's my question. I know that.
So we're going to work on making sure we keep people like Ken Thomas here in the family.
You're always welcome to come back as part of our adjunct faculty.
See, everybody's like, oh.
Okay. Thank you very much, Bruce.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it. Okay. Maybe we'll ask Donna McNeely to join us now at this time. Thank you, Donna.
Okay. Good afternoon, and thank you for the opportunity to talk with you today regarding the 2012 calendar year. The University Ethics Office